One of the most closely watched art auctions of the fall season was held last night in Manhattan. Impressionist and modern works went on the block at Phillips Auctioneers. Phillips took in $100 million, but that fell about $50 million short of what the auction house needed to make a profit. The auction business has been strong this year, even after September 11th, but the auction houses are prepared to see it shrink. Each is looking for an edge over its rivals. Christie's seems to have found one in a painting up for sale tonight. It was looted by the Nazis and eventually returned by an Austrian museum. David Darcy reports.
Gustav Klimt painted Farmhouse with Birch Trees in 1900 before he began draping women in gold. The landscape is a huge expanse of green. It's almost abstract, except for a small house in the background. Christie's expects to get between $5 and $7 million for it, because Klimt paintings for sale are rare, because this one hasn't been on the market for 40 years. It's been in an Austrian museum, and because there's a compelling story behind it. Mark Porter, Christie's managing director for international business, says the family selling it now was forced to sell it to the Nazis in 1939.
The father kept extremely detailed diaries in which he recorded in code his being forced to sell this particular picture to pay a Jew tax. And these diaries, which are absolutely extraordinary in their detail, became the evidence that allowed the family to get the work of art back.
Under post-war law, the forced sale was illegal, but the painting was kept by one of Klimt's many illegitimate sons, who donated it to the Austrian Gallery in Vienna in 1961. By the late 1990s, when the Austrian government was embarrassed to find so many works taken from Jews in its own museums, a new law enabled the heirs to get the painting back. Because there were many heirs with bills to pay, their lawyer took it to Christie's.
We got it because, I believe, of a long history of working closely with families in terms of selling restituted works of art and making sure that they're sold with both appropriate commercial aspect and also that these sales are done with the dignity that's necessary for these kinds of objects.
And Christie's got there first. New York art dealer Richard Feigen flew to Vienna over the summer with two American collectors to look at four Klimt paintings that were being returned to the heirs of their original owners. He tried, but failed, to buy the paintings privately.
I think the auctioneers are hungry for product. I think there's very little around. They tend to fight with each other over the few first-class paintings that are in circulation. So I think that they've just gotten active in the field and they find there's a market.
That may be true now, but until recently it was typical for art to disappear without explanation from a sale when a family informed the auction house that the picture was property that the Nazis had seized. That's changed, says art investigator Willy Korte, who represents families trying to recover art that was looted in the Nazi era.
There's a considerable business potential for works of art which otherwise would never ever come up on the market. And I think it's only sort of logical and understandable that the auction houses in particular are trying to find out what else is out there that could be claimable.
And sellable. This is not the first time that Christie's has handled looted works that have been returned to Jews or to Jewish organizations. In 1996, it held a benefit auction of allegedly unclaimed paintings to benefit the Jewish community of Vienna, when Austrian museums handed back a collection owned by the wealthy Rothschild family. Christie's auctioned those works. Selling restituted art for Jewish families is good public relations in the U.S., but the Austrian media have criticized families that take art to auction after it's restituted. Jane Kalier is a New York dealer specializing in Austrian and German art, whose grandfather fled the Nazis in the 1930s.
There is something to be said for handling those sales discreetly and not necessarily going to public auction, given the fact that in countries like Austria, you still see headlines referring to greedy Jews and things of that kind in the connection with these claims. I think sometimes it serves the best interests of all concerned, including future claimants, to keep these things relatively private.
But wherever the art is being sold, there are buyers. One of them is cosmetics heir Ronald Lauder, a former U.S. ambassador to Austria, who's also the founder of a Jewish organization whose stated mission is to help theft victims and their heirs recover art. Lauder shopped at the 1996 benefit auction in Vienna. He also paid more than $8 million at Sotheby's for a drawing by Vincent van Gogh that was returned to a Jewish family from the National Gallery in Berlin. And Lauder is reported to have made a private deal to buy a Klimt portrait, Woman with a Feather Boa, that was returned along with the landscape that's being auctioned tonight. At a public auction, the portrait would be worth many times what the farmhouse with birch trees is expected to bring. Lauder did not respond to requests for an interview. Critics like Willie Cortes say that Lauder the collector seems to be at odds with Lauder the philanthropist.
It gives him an interesting, I guess, perspective on this issue in general, and certainly he's a man who can take advantage, so to speak, of certain works of art coming up for sale, which only came up for sale because they were claimed by the heirs of art theft victims.
The auction houses aren't now part of the process that tracks and identifies and sells recovered works of art looted during the Nazi era. Jane Collier says adding them to the mix may not be such a good thing.
When claimants finally succeed, after all the emotional turmoil, effort, and often financial cost that is involved in actually securing the return of one of these items, they should be able to objectively consider all of their options when it comes to disposing of that property and not feel that they somehow owe something to a specific entity for having been instrumental in helping them secure the property.
There's a lot of property out there that Jewish families have not recovered, estimated to be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. The common wisdom in the art world is that if it is recovered, it will be sold. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.